我们现在来看马可福音第九章的最后一段。
Now let us turn to the last section of Mark chapter 9.
从38节到50节。
From verse 38 to 50.
38节哈、到40节是特别是39节。
Verse 39.
不要禁止他们，因为没有人奉我的名行异能，反倒轻易毁谤我。40节。
40.
抵挡我们的就是帮助我们。这一段圣经在记载主耶稣的门徒看见一个人奉主耶稣的名在赶鬼。
So here it records about someone who was casting out demons in the name of Jesus.
结果在38节我们就禁止他，因为他信主。
But John said that the disciples forbid him.
主耶稣的回答今天对我们来讲也是适用的。
So Jesus' response is very applicable for us today.
不是抵挡我们，就是帮助我们。
Those who are not against us is on our side.
今天其他教会的信徒跟我们一样，都是拿着一本圣经在传道。
In our current time, there are other churches who are studying the same Bible.
我们信同一个耶稣。
And they believe in the same Jesus.
敬拜同一个神。
And we worship the same God.
那我们要怎么来看他们呢？
So how should we view them?
主耶稣这一句话就是一个最好的答案。
These words of Jesus are the best response.
如果他不是抵挡我们，他就是帮助我们。
He who is not against us is on our side.
所以有一些人，神已经借着其他教会的工作，做好施洗约翰的工作。
So there are, Jesus has used some other churches to complete the work of John the Baptist.
教导人信耶稣是救主。
To teach people to believe in Jesus and come to know the Savior.
教导人要悔改。
And to teach others to repent.
其实这个都是好的。
So these are all good.
那我们在传福音就是传他们没有讲的。
And when we preach the gospel, we preach the parts that they leave out.
那他们没有讲什么。
So what are the parts that they do not speak of?
第一个他们没有讲赦罪的洗礼。
So the first is that they do not preach a baptism of the remission of sins.
Yeah, 因为以弗所书第四章讲一洗洗礼只有一种。
Because in Ephesians it tells us that there is only one baptism.
也就是他必须有圣灵的同在。
And it requires the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
然后奉主耶稣的名。
And it is to be done in the name of the Lord Jesus.
然后全身入浸。
And it requires a full immersion.
然后跟主死的形状联合。
And to be in the likeness of the death of Jesus.
赦罪的洗礼。
And this is the baptism of the remission of sins.
那一般的教会他洗礼是悔改的，不是赦罪的。
And the baptism of typical churches is just for repentance and not for the remission of sins.
第二个他们没有讲就是得圣灵。
And the second part that many churches leave out is receiving the Holy Spirit.
因为如果罪得赦免，就会领受圣灵，这是神的应许。
Because once your sins are forgiven, then you will receive the Holy Spirit, and this is the promise of God.
圣灵会 证明我们神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit is the evidence that we are the children of God.
那圣灵也证明我们的罪得赦。
And the Holy Spirit is also evidence that our sins have been forgiven.
那圣灵也是证明我们得天国的凭据。
And the Holy Spirit is also the evidence of the guarantee for us to enter heaven.
所以我们到非洲传福音变成很简单，因为很多教派他已经做好了施洗约翰的工作。
So when we are preaching the gospel in Africa, it a lot of the times becomes easier because there are a lot of other churches who are paving the way of just like John the Baptist did.
如果我们要去回教的地方传福音就很难。
But if we want to preach to other, like the religion of Islam, then it is very difficult.
就好像奈及利亚北边哦，就很难传。
Just like the northern part of Nigeria is very difficult to preach the gospel.
因为那基本是一个回教国家。
Because they are an Islamic country.
哦，但是奈及利亚南边都是基督教国家，所以我们教会在那边就能够传得开。
But in the southern part of Nigeria, there are many Christian churches that are established, so it is very easy for us to preach the gospel there.
所以一些基督徒如果他不是抵挡我们其实他就是帮助我们，所以我们也不需要讲很多他们什么禁止他们。
So in terms of other Christians, if they are not against us, then they are for us, so we do not need to say much against them.
那第九章的四十一节到四十九节。
So in chapter 9, verse 41 to verse 49.
这个就讲永生的代价。
It speaks of the price for eternal life.
今天如果我们找到一个很好的工作，我们都很感谢神。
So in our daily lives, if we find a very good job, then we thank God.
但是好的工作常常要有很多的投入你才能够把工作做好。
But for these good jobs, it often requires that we invest a lot into these jobs for us to do well.
我每天去上班，我们觉得也很感谢神。
But every time when we go into work, we also thank God.
虽然很辛苦，也是很感谢神。
Even though it might be very challenging, we also thank God.
那跟这个一样哦，我们最后是要得永生。
So it's the same for this, where in the end we are aiming to receive eternal life.
天国是好的无比的。
And heaven is uncomparable to any other good thing.
是眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
It's something that our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard.
所以这就是我们人生最后的一点。
So this is the final point of our lives.
所以想到有天国的盼望，人生就充满着希望。
And when we think about this heavenly hope, then our lives are filled with happiness.
但是要走完这条路到天国，这是不好走。
But to finish walking on this journey up until the end and to heaven is not easy.
所以需要付代价。
And it requires us to pay a price.
但是虽然付代价看起来是很辛苦，但是也是充满着感谢。
But even though it might first appear as very difficult to do to pay this price, but we are filled with thanks.
那什么代价？
So what is this price?
如果我们看四十四节。
If we look at verse 44.
缺的肢体进永生，强如有两只手落到地狱。
If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to be cast into hell.
这只是一个比喻。
This is just a parable.
不是真的要我们把手脚砍掉。
It's not telling us to act to literally cut off our hands and feet.
其实会让一个人天国走不完，是我们里面的罪性。
And a lot of the times, the reason why we are unable to finish walking on this path to heaven is because of our sinful nature.
那这个比喻就是说, 身体每一部分都很宝贵, 那如果有一部分会让你下地狱, 值得你把它砍掉, 然后你这样能上天国, 这个也值得做。
And the meaning of this is that if there's anything that might cause us to that might prevent us from entering into heaven, then it is worthwhile to cut these parts out of our lives.
所以我们想生活的哪一部分会影响我们走天国路，那一部分不管对我们来讲多重要，也值得把它牺牲了。